from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Exodus, now more than ever. If we think about the Jewish obsession with the past, we might ask, why are Jews so focused on the past? The Exodus, Mount Sinai, all the things that took place in the past, our history, our Torah, our Tanakh. Why the focus on the past? After all, isn't now the most valuable thing we have? Shouldn't we sort of appreciate the moment of now? What's going on? Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, my teacher of blessed memory, wrote that our collective time consciousness of Sinai and the Exodus are an integral part of the I awareness of the Jewish person. There is a blurring of my personal time and the eternity of our nation. In other words, when I think about who I am, I have a certain consciousness about my past as well. It's who I am when? Right now. And therefore, when I think about Sinai, I'm not really thinking about then, I'm thinking about now. And of course, we know that the Haggadah says that we should consider it as if we went out right now. But what does that mean, that there's a blurring of the past and the future? What does it mean that it's as if I feel I went out of Egypt now? It could mean what the Ger Rebbe said, that we're always getting out of Egypt. As my father liked to point out, we read it in the Torah on the second day of Pesach, in Parshat Emor, HaMotzi Etchem Eretz Yisrael. God continuously takes us out of Egypt. What does that mean? In what sense? Could mean in terms of your mood. If you're down in the dumps, or if you're having a case of the doldrums, God can lift you up again. The Exodus can happen again. Or let's say you're stuck in certain ways, certain patterns of thinking. Maybe you think you have to do as other Americans do, or other people in your environment do. Maybe think about doing things that are not healthy for our neshama. What can we do to escape the ills of modern thought and modern behavior? Or maybe it means that the Exodus was just the beginning of the rising of the human being from beast to angel. And forever we are on that journey, and we're still getting out of Egypt right now. We're working on becoming less beast and more angel. Or you could say that when we say that it's as if you went out of Egypt, it means that I so identify with the Jewish people that what happened to them thousands of years ago, it's as if it happened to me. Did you ever have that? Let's say your child achieved something and you feel as if you achieved it. It's really your child. Or, you know, the Israelis almost landed a vehicle on the moon the other day. And you say to yourself, if it landed on the moon, wouldn't many Jews feel a pride as if they had landed a vehicle on the moon? It's a certain identification with your people. Or maybe it's a mystical thing about the day. You see, when you hit Pesach and you say, well, this is the time when the Jews went out of Egypt. So you say, well, today is the 15th of Nisan, and it happens to be 5779, but it's as if it's 15th of Nisan, 1400 BCE. It's the 15th of Nisan a long time ago. So that there's something mystical embedded in that time, in the calendar, that makes it not then, but now. It's in this day, right here and right now. We say it in the Haggadah three times. We emphasize how the Haggadah is not about the past, it's about now. If God didn't save us then, we'd still be slaves in Egypt or indebted to Egypt forever. Number two, we say in every generation they try to destroy us, but God saves us in every generation. And then we say in every generation we must see ourselves as if we went out of Egypt. And we quote a verse that Rava in the Talmud says you must say, that God took us out of Egypt. It's not about then, it's about today. And I would like to argue that we need Exodus today more than ever. In a society in which there's an obsession and a pride in working 24/7, we need to say no to the common ethos of work at all costs, work at all the time, being available for your boss 24/7. No, there are workers' rights. There is a human responsibility to ourselves to be something outside of what we do and what we produce. Some companies have the notion that you can't take off on Saturday, can't take off on holidays. After all, it's a corporation and nobody does it. We Jews have to stand up for it as we always had and say, no, we are human beings. We need time for our family. Some corporations encourage the notion that the corporation is your family. Well, if the corporation is your family, what is your family? Your family is not your family. That's what Laban tried to do. Laban tried to destroy us all, says the Haggadah, because he claimed he made Jacob work 24/7, day and night, winter and summer. He claimed that his children were really Jacob's children were really Laban's children. That means he's trying to take away our family from us. And aren't we sometimes slaves to our latest technology? We're slaves to checking our email. We're slaves to checking how many people responded to our Facebook post. We're slaves to Googling every 5 seconds to see if there's any news. Oh, isn't that our modern taskmaster? And what about privacy? A slave has no privacy. He lives in slave's quarters. But a human being is supposed to feel free. And we have a man in his own castle. A person's supposed to have the privacy of their home. But when people post on Facebook their most intimate moments, do we still have privacy? And does not the internet know everything about us? How much we paid for our house, when we bought it, the age of our children, everything else, and it's right there for everyone to see what happened to privacy. And finally, the modern obsession with all kinds of business models where you maximize the working potential, you maximize the bottom line. And what is Shabbos if not to say, who cares about the bottom line? We're stopping because we're human beings. We need time for ourselves. One professor friend of mine said that if you look carefully, the invention of the rising dough were the Egyptians. And Pesach is a statement that, you know what? It's wonderful that there's a rising dough, that you can make the dough rise. It's wonderful new technology. It's a great food. It's a great donut. It makes a great challah, great baked good. But we reject the modern technology. Not all the time. We'll use it. We'll enjoy it. But we're going to turn it off because we're not obsessed with it. We don't live for it. And so too today, we can take the modern technologies and the gifts and the wonders of the internet and the phones and everything we have at our disposal, and we can turn it off once a week, and we can turn it off and say, we're not slaves to the latest technology. We can say, Dayenu, it's enough. We have the benefits, thank God, of wonderful modern technologies. But sometimes we're going to say, Dayenu, that's enough. We don't need any more. Is Pesach relevant today? Or are Jews obsessed with the past? No, I want to argue that Jews are obsessed with making the present, the Exodus, happen right now. Making this present a present in which I am still out of Egypt, because many of us are still stuck in Egypt, our personal Egypt, our national Egypt. And it's our job to try to get out, because there are a lot of taskmasters, there are a lot of pharaohs who are still out there, and we have to free ourselves from the shackles of all these taskmasters and to remember to be human. That's what Pesach's about. That's what the Exodus is about. That's what the Haggadah is about. Let's hope that we can continue to free ourselves from the shackles of the modern and ancient pharaoh. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lomit Congregation for a discussion of Pesach. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, the Parsha, and the how-to videos. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.